Tantor Audio presents Burning Desire by Donna Grant. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Chapter 1. Cork, Ireland. May. Pretending, misleading, mimicking. Kirill and the rest of his brethren had been perfecting those acts since they sent their dragons away and set about blending in with the humans. They had honed their skills to a degree that only a handful of people in the entire world knew who they really were. Dragon kings. It had been difficult for the first millennia to pretend they weren't once rulers of the realm. After that, it became a habit, a way of life. What else was a dragon king to do when the dragons were gone? Kirill spent many centuries deep in his cave, asleep, hidden from the world and the shockingly easy way their reign had passed from legend to myth. Even then he wasn't free from his memories or the longing to be the dragon he was born to be. No, in the dragon's sleep, he relived the glorious time when the dragons ruled the earth, when roars filled the air and dragons were free to roam the skies, the ground, and even the waters as they wanted. And then the humans came. Kirill clenched his teeth together as he drove down the winding, narrow road toward Cork. He wasn't sure if he would ever be rid of his repugnance for them. He didn't blame all humans. After all, five of his fellow kings had recently bound themselves to human females. However, eons ago, it had been a human female who had made a vow to one of them, only to betray him and set in motion a war that could have destroyed them all. It was only the kings banding together and Constantine, the King of Kings, who came up with a solution, sending the dragons to another realm.